On the record. On News Talk.
With Pinergy, supplying energy with insight to forward-thinking Irish businesses.
Obviously, it has been a very difficult time, a very difficult summer, but a particularly stressful week the last couple of days for the Leaving Cert Class of 2020, not knowing really, in some cases, whether they're coming or going, trying to continue with their college educations, but wondering if there might have been some error in how their Leaving Cert grades or points were calculated, which could perhaps have meant that they didn't get the course that they may actually have deserved after all. Let's talk to the Labour spokesperson on education and TD for Dublin Bay North, Eoin O'Riordan. Eoin, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Gavin.
You are calling for a state inquiry into all of this. What do you want it to establish?
Well, look, effectively what we've had for the last 6 months is a bit of a mess. From the moment that the calculated grade system was announced to replace the written Leaving Cert to you know, this weekend, yesterday, when the scale of the problem was also announced by Minister Norma Foley. So what we want is a non-statutory independent inquiry. Perhaps a High Court judge or a senior counsel could do a piece of work over the next number of months before Christmas and ask the pertinent questions within the Department of Education and Polymetrica. Who made decisions to cancel the written Leaving Cert? Why were those decisions taken? Who decided that Polymetrica were the best group to go with? Why was there no procurement process? The tendering issues around that? And also, there's a very simple questions as to why, you know, in terms of the junior cert that was used to formulate the calculated grade system. In 2017, you know, 12% of students didn't do Irish. And it was also the first year of the new junior circuit English cycle. So you'd imagine that was a very poor example to choose to give a standardization around the Leaving Cert results. So we are also in a situation where there are 60,000 students going to sit the Leaving Cert in 2021 who may have to go through a very similar system if the pandemic doesn't improve. And we want to be absolutely certain that lessons can be learned from what happened in this case so that it's not repeated.
So basically you want to make sure that they've ironed out all the flaws from this year before you go through it again.
Well, we had a presentation a number of months ago about the calculated grade system. Again, at that time, we were told absolutely, absolutely categorically that it was robust, that it could stand up to scrutiny, and that next year, you know, hopefully there wouldn't be a need for one, but possibly a different calculated grade system would be employed. Now, at that time, school profiling hadn't been deleted from the system. If school profiling had been deleted previously at the very outset, then I think the system would have had more time to adapt. Remember, the results date was delayed to the 7th of September, only after I pushed the minister out in the Dáil, apparently to allow for the system to catch up with the school profiling element that had been deleted. That should have been deleted right at the beginning of the process. So,
Is that the case? Was the date that they gave not still the date that was given? Because they only removed the school profiling element only about a week
on the 24th of August. But we were expecting the date to be in the middle of August. Then we pushed in the Dáil because I had heard that it was going to be delayed. Then that was accepted, and I can only assume that it was put back. Well, we were told the time was put back because of calculated grades. I can only assume that there was a major hitch within the system because of the late deletion of the school profiling element. Be that as it may, I may be wrong on that, but I'm quite happy to be wrong on that. If an investigation, a short, sharp investigation takes place and we learn who took the decisions and when, and ensure that we never have to go through this again. Because, you know, we have no knowledge of where this pandemic will be in 6 months' time. And I'm quite sure those who are looking at Leaving Cert 2021 are watching on in horror.
Just on the topic of school profiling there, because you sort of touched on it there, and some people thought that when the announcement was made that the previous performance of the school was not going to be factored into the algorithm, and most people had been calling for that to be removed, and the likes of yourself welcomed that because you didn't want kids who are good performers but who come from weaker schools with weaker histories shouldn't have been discriminated against, and that's all fine. I don't ever remember there being any discussion around the role of a class's junior cert achievements. That I think people thought it was going to be the case that, you know, you might factor in an individual student's junior cert achievement, but if you're introducing a whole class's junior cert achievements, is that not sort of school profiling by stealth?
Well, there was always going to be a level of standardization. This is the issue. But of course, every school is different. Some schools, you know, haven't had a junior cert. There might be a grind school that only do leaving cert examinations. So it's very hard to equate as to how their junior cert would have done.
But if the concern about profiling was the idea that a good pupil might be dragged downwards because the school doesn't have a great history, then if you factor in their whole class's junior cert results, and the junior cert results might be a little bit below the national feature or the national average as well, does that not do exactly the same thing and still drag a good performing student down to the mean of the class that's behind them?
Yeah, but not to the same extent as was originally proposed. Again, this really should have been deleted from the very beginning of the process. It was only really after the UK decided to dispense with that and go right back to teacher grading that the department seemed to change its mind on it. Yeah, the junior cert results within this system, seem to have buckled the trend to quite a degree. And I go back to the point that if you were depending on a subject like Irish, where 12% of students every year don't sit it, well, then that seems to be, an inappropriate subject to choose in order to give an indication of what the bell curve should be like. Mm. But look, we have had a very difficult week. It's a very difficult week for students. There's other questions to be asked as to, why this information wasn't shared with Cabinet, why it wasn't shared with the wider education partners, none of whom knew anything about it on Wednesday before the announcement was made. Student leaders, teacher unions, people in the third level sector, none of them knew this was coming. There's obviously a bit of a difficulty with trust, not just around the Cabinet table, but also around the education partners. And I hope that can be rebuilt. What we need now, I think, is to move on. Hopefully this week, Minister Harris and Minister Foley would be in the position to announce more college places, to have some kind of a package in place for those who may have started the college place in one part of the country and now discover that they have a college place that they actually wanted their preference in another part of the country. Mm-hmm. That we have to have a package in place for those, but also that we ensure that this doesn't happen again. And that's why the inquiry, I think, will be able to put to bed all the speculation, that we're not dogged down with speculation over the coming weeks, that could be given to somebody who could take their time to do it between now and the end of the year, and again, that we don't make these mistakes again.
Just as a housekeeping thing, you touched on the disclosure issue there as well, and I think your party contended a few times in the course of the week that perhaps this wouldn't have come out, or that Micheál Martin wouldn't have revealed this had it not been for the questions put by Alan Kelly in the Dáil. Do you still contend that to be true now that we know that the Irish Independent had the story, was publishing it at around the same moment, and indeed that they had contacted yourself to try and get your input on it?
Well, there's been a number of occasions over the last number of months where we've raised things in the Dáil that then turned out to be true. I mentioned the date of the Leaving Cert being delayed. I also raised the fact that school profiling was about to be deleted because I had information that it was going to be, and that turned out to be true. Look, rumours were flying around Leinster House on Wednesday. We raised it in the Dáil. It was confirmed. We always think that it is best to have these debates within Leinster House and on the Dáil record, because that's where, ministers should be making these announcements. We have had statements on Friday evenings and a whole host of education-based issues that we haven't been able to respond to. Mm. Minister likes to do press conferences, as happened on Wednesday, and then we had to, encourage her and government to have statements within the House on Thursday, which then changed from statements to questions. So we are always much more comfortable, and we think it's much more appropriate that these things be raised as soon as we're aware.
Everyone would like them to be raised, but it wasn't the case that the whole thing would have been kept under wraps for a few hours were it not for Alan Kelly's question, because the Irish Independent had the story, had called you, in fact, looking for comment on it, and published it at the same moment anyway.
Well, look, the government are saying that they were planning to have their press conference anyway. I'm not in the position to question them on that. I think what's more important here is what students are going through. But what is frustrating for us as a political party is that we have offered to government at the very beginning of this pandemic, it was Minister McHugh at the time, but we said to Department of Education officials as well, we will work with you through this. This is much bigger than politics. This is about, getting through a health crisis and ensuring that that we can work through it together. But that olive branch, if you like, that sense of cooperation wasn't taken up by government. We didn't call for the Leaving Cert to be cancelled. We didn't make it into a political point scoring exercise at that point. We have tried to work on things like school meals being brought back. We tried to work on other issues with education with government, and unfortunately they haven't felt the need. If they'd come to us, Gavin, and I'm absolutely earnest about this, if they'd come to us last week and said, we have identified a problem and we want to work with you as opposition spokespeople to get through the situation, because the mental health of young people is far too important, you can be quite sure that, myself and other education spokespeople from different political parties would have worked with government to get through the week. They didn't do that. And then it came to a situation on Wednesday when we felt we had to raise it in the Dáil on the basis that it mightn't come out unless we did.
Which was not the case, but I suppose maybe you weren't to know that at the time anyway. Can we go back to the topic about the subject, the pupils themselves and those who maybe have missed out on a college place as a result of this error? And it strikes me that there are two categories of victim here, if you like. There are obviously those whose grades were undercalculated, who didn't get the points that they deserved, and who are now going to find themselves getting a CAO space. There is a lot less discovered, and Norma Foley didn't have a figure yesterday for the number of people who incorrectly benefited from this, who got more points than they officially deserved, who may have gotten now a college course, who are not going to have it taken from them, and that's fair, but who, by virtue of taking that college space, have squeezed out someone else who didn't have their grades miscalculated and who actually should have got the space after all. What are we going to do for those people?
Well, this is the thing, and it looks like 20% of the entire grading has been incorrect, which has benefited some people incorrectly, has hurt other students incorrectly. And the sense that somebody should just take a year out, and defer for a year, is not a realistic one, and it's not fair on the basis that it was an error from within the Department of Education. We also have a cohort from 2019 who deferred and are now in competition for places with those who have inflated grades by 4.4%. So I will go back to the fact at the time when we were the lone voice saying that abandoning the written exam was a monumental decision and people didn't really appreciate how big a decision it was. We were the only ones who said that at the time. We were the only ones who didn't call for the written exam to be scrapped. And I think in the heat of, trying to perhaps pander to a certain viewpoint at that point, and the Fianna Fáil education spokesperson was front and centre of that, there was absolutely no sense given or time given to what kind of a calculated grade system.
But isn't hindsight always 20/20 though when it comes to this? So we can always say in hindsight that maybe it might have been possible to hold the Leaving Cert in a physical
This is why we need the inquiry, because my memory of that situation was that NEFET hadn't made that recommendation, that it was the Taoiseach at the time who made that determination that it needed to happen, and then it was a rushed decision after which the calculated grades was thrown together. And now we have a situation where there's any amount. I have an avalanche of messages from people around the country pointing out problems with this system. And you would have thought after everything that the students had gone through over the course of the summer, that it would be impossible for the Department of Education to oversee not two errors, as appears now, but three errors in this system. So I suppose the magnitude of the decision that was made to scrap the Leaving Cert wasn't appreciated at the time. And this goes back again to how education has been treated within this pandemic. Now, I have a lot of faith that Norma Foley can continue to have successes. I think opening up schools was a success. I note that the ASDI have industrial action pending potentially, and also that the school secretaries are very unhappy the way that the department has set with them.
They're unhappy with some of the health and safety procedures that they're being applied in schools. So then, how exactly would you have applied them if you're going to have supervisors in the gym in the school supervising 50 or 60 Leaving Cert students?
But we can work with government in order to find these answers. My point is that at the time when people were criticising us for not calling for the Leaving Cert written exam to be scrapped, we had a very different view, because we just were unconvinced that a system could be put in place to replace it.
But hindsight is 20/20, but you can't present the scrapping or the holding of the exams as a panacea. Like, it wouldn't have avoided the whole thing. We don't know whether it could have been held safely. You don't know whether you might have had, 50 or 100 teenagers in a school hall, but because they're all indoors for more than 2 hours, if one of them comes down with the virus, then everyone else is a close contact. You have to send all these things out.
Yeah, but the narrative at the time was that we can have students back in school in August and September, but we can't hold the Leaving Cert in July or August. And at the time, that didn't really ring true for me. I know we're going over old ground here, but I suppose the point is that if we're going to make decisions such as not holding a Leaving Cert, a written exam, then we have to be absolutely certain that we have a methodology in place that's going to work. And also, by the way, as soon as that decision was made, there should have been a roundtable discussion with ministers and the third level institutions to say, look, the international expectation is it's going to be grade inflation. The international expectation is we're going to need X percentage higher number of college places. Are we in the position to deliver that? Instead of that, what we had a week before the CEO office came out, 1,250 places were thrown at it, then 800 places were thrown at it. Then the day before the CEO office came out, another 150 places were thrown at it. Now we're told an extra 1,000 places are going to be found. And all the while, by the way, Gavin, if we remember the timeline, the Leaving Cert results came out, the CEO offers came out, and only after that did people see the difference between their teacher grades and the standardized grade. And that was also part of the problem that we told government not to do. Let people know exactly the situation, that there's their grading from their teacher versus the standardized grading. And that wasn't offered to students until after the CEO. So for many people, an appeal was too late because the CEO offers had already come out. So look, I think a huge amount has to be learned from this. We feel an inquiry is the way to go. It can take all these questions off to the side until we come up with answers in December. Then that can be dealt with by the Education Committee. And then if it does come back, and it may not, and hopefully it may not come back to a situation where we can't hold a written Leaving Cert in 2021. But if it does, that we can actually have one that's going to be an awful lot better for the students of 2021 than the debacle of this year.
Just a listener text before I let you go. Aon was pressing to exclude school history from the process, but the unfairness to the Institute students and to the German school, that's St. Killian's in Clonskee, that flows directly from that. What do you say to that?
It's news to me.
Well, the fact that you were excluding school history...
School history.
Yeah.
Sorry, I thought you meant history as a...
I mean the history of the school.
Yeah. What we said from the off... And this was never going to be perfect. And again, I go back to that we didn't want any of this. But what we said from the off, that if you look at the history of this, of how these things have been managed in the UK in particular, if you put in school profiling, and people have to really, maybe they don't appreciate, there are a number of students in disadvantaged schools in particular who take school subjects outside of school because they're not on offer in the school. Mm. So there's any amount of second level schools in the country that don't offer Irish maths or higher level maths don't offer higher level Irish.
Sure.
Now look, this system is going to be unfair on somebody. And that is not a system that we were promoting or advocating for. But we were, as a Labour Party, in no way going to stand over a situation that the already disadvantaged schools who get, to be honest, screwed over within the system every year because of how unequal the education system is in Ireland, we are not going to stand over a new system that's going to doubly disadvantage them. And we're proud of the campaign that we ran, and we're glad that school profiling wasn't part of it.
But if you're saying that it's always unfair to someone and you're saying that you don't want it to be discriminatory against people from weaker schools, is that not to say that you're then actively targeting those from stronger schools, the likes of the Institute, the likes of St. Killian's?
Absolutely not. Because what we weren't going to stand over was a situation where you'd have somebody whose one chance of breaking out of poverty, their one and only chance of being anonymous in the Irish education system or in Irish society at all. They walk into a hall where they sit down, they put down their exam number, nobody knows their accent, nobody knows their address, nobody knows their name, and that script is taken on its merits in an anonymous fashion. We are not going to stand over a situation where somebody's address, school, context of that school was going to be taken into consideration, especially when it's the one opportunity that these students have to break out of poverty. Now, look, you can criticize us over that. The people maybe at the higher end of academic achievements have been disadvantaged by this. It wasn't our call. It wasn't what we wanted to happen. But we absolutely were not going to stand over a situation where the one opportunity that many students have to break out of disadvantage and poverty was going to be stolen from them.
Eoin O'Riordan, Labour TD for Dublin Bay North and spokesperson on education. Thank you very much for joining us this lunchtime on The Record.